This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Let us do away, shall we, with all the talk of are we or are we not in a recession? Maybe somebody will ask Jay Powell how he defines recession when the Fed chair holds his press conference tomorrow after he announces the all but certain interest rate increase. We, though, here are going to go away from economic speculation today to the fundamentals, the nuts and bolts of this economy, and the thing that Powell et al. Are keeping an eye on. The really strong, but perhaps cracking just a little bit as the Fed's interest rate increases start to bite, job market. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman gets us going.
From April to June, the economy added nearly 400,000 new jobs a month. That's strong, but not as strong as earlier in the recovery. Unemployment claims, meanwhile, are up 50% since hitting an all-time low in March.
There's no doubt the labor market is slowing.
Jason Furman is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. He says the Fed is trying to tamp down labor demand to keep wage inflation in check, so it's actually okay to have some slowdown in job creation.
The tricky thing is to know whether it's slowing from an unusually rapid 400,000 jobs a month to something like 150,000, which would be perfectly good, or whether it's actually going to start to reverse and shed jobs, which would be bad.
Demand for workers is no longer as crazy hot as it was 6 to 9 months ago. Julia Pollack at ZipRecruiter says employers are posting fewer jobs and offering fewer signing bonuses.
It looks as though employers are not bending themselves into pretzels to attract workers anymore.
Meanwhile, workers' fear of job loss is rising, and fewer workers say they're looking to change jobs, says John Lear at polling firm Morning Consult.
Given the economic uncertainty, folks are saying that they'd rather hold on to their jobs as opposed to try to jump ship.
Bottom line, things were great. They're getting somewhat worse, though they definitely aren't bad. Not yet, anyway. The problem, says Joseph Bruswellis at consulting firm RSM, is that this could all change fast.
When the economy goes into recession, it doesn't turn like a big, slow battleship. It tends to fall off the cliff.
And by the time the economy's actually losing jobs, there's a good chance a recession has already begun. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.